Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We have a surprise guest. Always look forward to surprises. Before we bring my new friend Dawn, segment 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on The Ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue with 2, count them, 2 locations now at 11th and Cornhusker. And as of now, this month, open at 61st and Apples Way, right off Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, get incredible sides and get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker, and now also at 61st and Apples Way, just off Highway 2 by Lowe's. Now I want to bring on my new friend, our surprise guest, Mr. James Stewart of Tipsy Tina's. How you doing, my friend?
Good. Nathan.
Didn't you say James? Didn't Jake say James?
James Stewart's a good actor from back in the day, but Nathan Stewart, yeah.
I apologize, Nathan. That's my. I'm throwing Jake Sorensen under the bus. Yeah, even if he Jake told Sorensen me the right name, he may have told me the right name and I wrote it wrong. I'm still going to throw Jake Sorensen under the bus.
Jake was asking me last week about making a commercial for McKinney's, and I came in here today and asked if he got us done, and he doesn't. So I was like, well, you gave me a hard time about giving you information and you can't get my commercial done. So we'll just kind of
It's all good. Nathan, sorry about that. You're good. Nathan. All right, so we started asking you about basketball. So we can chat basketball, but you went straight to baseball. All right, and obviously – Nebraska baseball got some decently high expectations this year, but some frustrations over the weekend versus Louisiana. What are your thoughts on the baseball season so far?
It's been a lot of highs and a lot of lows. It's very inconsistent. I feel like there's times our pitching staff has looked great, and then sometimes I don't know who we're throwing out there, to be honest. We allowed 10 runs in the second game of the doubleheader, and then first game was, 1-4? So, I mean, it's a little bit closer, but I don't know. I don't know why it's hard for us to go play in warm weather. I mean, I know those warm weather teams have advantage over us, and you know, hopefully they get it figured out before a Big Ten play.
What? Because the bats, not for the softball team, they're hitting the home runs like crazy. They're setting records, but for baseball, having a hard time getting the bats going. The hoop. Somebody put a lid on both hoops last night. Like, how do we get the ice off our bats and the lids off our hoops here in Lincoln, Nebraska?
I don't know. The basketball game, what was it, like 25-23 at halftime?
Yeah, 49-46. So basically the same in the second half. So
I don't know what was happening there. I mean, there was a good atmosphere in the arena. Even at both my restaurants downtown, we had a great atmosphere of people before the game. I mean, I feel like we filled the place up, and I don't know. It's just, I think with all those sports lately, it's just like so up and down. I mean, how do we just score 70 points, you know, or 80 points in one game, and the next game we just can't, there's no momentum. It's just, I don't know if it's a locker room thing or what.
How do you think they find that consistency? Because we've talked about that C word a lot on this show. How do you think they find it?
I don't know. And it's just like, if I feel like when they really want to play defense, their offense just goes away. They can't do both sides of the ball. I mean, at the beginning of the year, I felt like our defense was great. We could score some points, especially like the UCLA game and some of those other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's, and then, you know, we beat two ranked teams and then we lose another three in a row. And it's just.
Yep. Yeah, here's what I know from my vast experience of playing 2 years of high school basketball. When you're really going all out on defense, it can affect your offensive game because it takes a lot of energy. There's a lot of there's reasons why a lot of times, even if they're one of your better defenders, you won't put your top scorer on the other team's top scorer because it's going to drain your top scorer of his energy. I don't know. Do you think there's any of that, or am I just grasping at straws here? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, I think some of the guys that are playing really good defense aren't scoring the points that I don't think normally do, like Hoiberg. I mean, Hoiberg hit a couple of three-pointers and stuff last night, but I feel like he's our, you know, Charlie Hustle out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. And I kind of thought like a couple of years ago when we brought Doc Sandler in as an assistant, I really thought we were going to get that defense better. And then after he left, it was actually surprising our defense got better after he left. And I don't know if they were just opening up and letting him run more.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been frustrating to say the least. I got to get something going. I mean, I know they're probably a sure in for the NIT right now, but if they can win, hopefully.
Not what we're rooting for.
No. I don't even know who we play on Saturday. I know it's at 1 o'clock.
I believe it's Minnesota. Is that right, Jake?
Yep.
Yeah, Minnesota. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we win the next. We have three games left. Maybe win the next two or three. Maybe win one or two in a tournament. Maybe gets us to the NCAA tournament. I mean.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I don't know. I kind of felt like we were for sure NCAA tournament team a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see it anymore.
Had we won last night, Jake said multiple times yesterday, if we beat Michigan, he thinks we're in. Doesn't matter what happens the rest of the year.
Quad one wins.
It's crazy.
Yeah, there's no reason why we shouldn't be.
If we get in, I feel like, I don't want to say it doesn't matter who we're matched up against, but this team has shown they can beat really, really good freaking basketball teams. So if we can just get in, you never know what can happen. I actually saw this yesterday. All right. Someone on X, and I screenshot it and cut off their name. So I'm sorry. I can't give a shout out to who it is. I'll do it better next time when I screenshot. But they said, just had the general manager of Pinnacle Bank Arena spoke with him. He expressed some real optimism talking about the atmosphere at Pinnacle Bank. He expressed some real optimism, even confidence, that Lincoln will be in the NCAA men's basketball, will be an NCAA men's basketball site when they next submit a bid, especially after landing the AVCA first serve event. So basically, we could be a location for an upcoming NCAA men's basketball tournament
game.
Dude!
That would be, and especially for the community down here, especially everyone in the Haymarket, that'd be awesome. I mean, you look how much, you know, business they brought to Omaha when they'd done a tournament and stuff like that. It helps a lot, especially not having a spring game this year, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I would like some extra revenue down there.
For sure.
But, I think especially with now the extra hotels that they built down here, mm-hmm. I think that was one of the issues.
Yep.
Because I know when they brought up, when I put some bids in before, when I had worked with like some of the chamber and some stuff, and when they put those bids, that was the biggest concern for the NCAA tournament was we didn't have enough hotels. And we'll have 2 more done, maybe 3 by the end of the year.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a big difference maker if you're trying to figure out, hey, we're going to host this basketball tournament or this baseball, whatever, you know. a bowl game. I don't think Lincoln will have a bowl game, but you never know. Like, that's a big deal. Can you house a bunch of people so that the we can make a lot of money? Let's be real.
There's like a minimum. I can't remember what the NCAA like makes you have for hotel rooms for that. And that's why Omaha's always got it, because they have so many in that area for the World Series and stuff like that.
All right, man. Talk to me about Tipsy Tina's. What do you want people to know? Where can they find you? Where are you located? Give them all the necessary info, my friend.
All right. We're in the Haymarket. We open up every day at 11 o'clock. Our kitchen is open till 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sundays, we open at 11, but we do close our kitchen at 10. We do offsite catering. Hopefully, with this nice weather, by the end of the weekend, we can have our patio open. Patio holds about 75 people. We'll be ready for everyone for the basketball game on Saturday. And of course, once baseball season kicks off, we always have a good baseball crowd there. We have about 20 sweet tacos on our menu, 3 or 4 different salads. We got churros. We got fried ice cream. One thing that people do love about our menu, it's all a la carte.
Okay. So you can just, I like
if
that.
You just want one taco, you can just get one taco.
I like
you
that.
Don't have to do like a combination. So we got everything. We got vegetarian options like sweet potato tacos. Also got a black bean taco. So also a very good vegetarian option. Got shrimp, mahi-mahi, carne asada. We got our Memphis tacos, which is a beef brisket. It's really good. I brought down here a couple of times. The guys have liked.
Oh, yeah.
So. I was going to say, you guys have catered here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is delicious.
Every Tuesday, I bring down tacos.
I was going to say, it is delicious. It is good stuff. Go check them out. Tipsy Tina's. And I got one last question before I let you get out of here. It's a bait. You brought up baseball, okay? And I've actually been holding on to this for a few days. But you remember John Rocker, the old crazy Braves pitcher. I freaking love him.
Yeah.
All right. So apparently, he's going to fight Pat Mahomes' dad, who is a former Major League Baseball player himself. Yeah. All right, so he put out on Twitter, talking about John Rocker, day one of training. Pat Mahomes Sr. will wish he never effed with me after April 18th. Apparently, that's the day of the fight. And to Mahomes Jr.'s team trying to cancel this fight, stay out of my effing way. He didn't say effing, but you get the point. If this fight happens, I didn't either. But who you got winning if this fight happens? Rocker or Pat Mahomes Sr.? I'm going with Rocker because he's off his rocker.
I just think he's just a hothead. I mean, some of the things that he said, what was it about when they were doing that? The thing about what he said about the subway and the people in New York City and all that stuff. I don't know. Mahomes is pretty skinny guy. I think Rocker got some weight on him.
So Rocker's been working. There's a picture with that. Dude, he is jacked. He's jacked. Now, that doesn't always translate to function, but he looks intimidating.
Well, that's what they're like. That was like one of the things about him when he was playing. They said he was on steroids. That's why he was such a hothead.
Rumor and innuendo. Well, I don't think much has changed according to what I just saw and read. Part of the reason I love him, though.
So, like, is it on TV or Netflix or what?
I have no idea. All I know is what I just read and what I just saw from his ex account. I got to do a deeper dive into it, but I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, no, I would love to see that. I mean, it might go one round, but <let's>
see what it might be all they got. All right, my man. I appreciate you taking the time to join me. Ladies and gentlemen, check out Tipsy Tina's. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.